Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's a Wednesday running up to the 200th anniversary of Escambia County, and so we're going to be speaking to a historian this morning. Today, it's our pleasure to talk to Brian Rucker, professor of history at Pensacola State College, as we are coming up on this anniversary on Saturday. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, good to have you. So it's fascinating to me how the things that we talk about today, you know, we talk about misbehavior in public, and we talk about zoning and codes and nuisances to neighbors, and we talk about infrastructure and transportation. What are the things they were talking about 200 years ago? Nuisances to neighbors and bad behavior and, you know, food ordinances and, in your case, transportation needs. Okay, we are accustomed to...
Nothing's changed. The people here were complaining about the transportation, just as we've complained about transportation with the bridges being out for the last year.
Absolutely.
Something's never changed.
It's so interesting to me to think, like, what was Escambia and Santa Rosa County like? Like, from here to Tallahassee, how did people get back and forth before we had all these big interstates and roads and bridges?
Oh, it was absolutely horrible. It back in the early 1800s, it took, if you're lucky, 10 days to get between Pensacola to Tallahassee. There was really nothing, no infrastructure, just trails and primitive roads, and it was awful. The mail was sometimes so late getting to Pensacola, the postmaster said, it's almost as if we're at the ends of the earth and we're the last to know everything.
And sometimes, did I read this right? That to get west across to here would require going around up into Alabama even sometimes. Did I understand that correctly?
Oh, yeah. We think about the Highway 90 over to Mobile, and that's a 20th century thing. Not until the 20th century do we really start linking the various communities across the panhandle. Even up to the 1920s, it took 10 hours to get from Pensacola to Apalachicola. Of course, you know, that takes 10 hours to get through Destin today in the summer traffic. So,
right. So you would have, like, in the beginning, you had roads that would get built, like, by soldiers to make for a wagon to pass, right? That was kind of the way they would do things in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, and we're not talking about fancy, or maybe 15 feet, and they left the stumps in there because this was the age before they had stump removal, and so it was just easier to just leave the stumps there, and they would saw it down low enough so they wouldn't hit an axe or anything, so you had to avoid the stumps, and the stumps sometimes got taller as erosion took place, so the sand or the dirt would erode around them, and after a year or so, they're sticking up higher than they used to be, and a person, a wagon or a carriage might get stuck, and that's where we get the phrase, I'm stumped, because early travelers would get stumped, literally stuck up on a stump, like, you know, oh, quiz question number 5 stumps me. You hit an obstacle. Back then, it means your carriage is stuck up on a stump.
Huh. And which, I mean, I'm thinking about, like, the dirt roads that exist today and the way, you know, you can get stuck on a dirt road after a rain pretty easily in a modern, you know, conveyance. That would have, I assume, happened all the time back before we had good roads, when a dirt road was an improvement.
Yeah, they would have, for instance, put logs down side by side in swampy areas so you could ride over that way. If you got to a small creek, you would have a little primitive bridge, maybe 2 planks going over, and you could tell when you need to replace the little bridge is when a wagon fell through it. There was no safety standards. When you got to a river, you would ford it. And so, if there was a ferry crossing, and sometimes you had to shoot a gun in one side of the bay, the ferryman would come over with a ferry, take your horse and carriage, and then bring it over. Total time, about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Just to go from, you know, the ferry across the bay or across the river.
And you mentioned in your article that like in 1828, the newspaper was excited because we got a barge, which is a little different from our
exactly,
attitude towards barges these
the
days.
That's true. The rivers back then had log jams in them. A lot of times you could not get from, like, a farming community upstream down to deliver a barge or a keelboat with their farm products but they were able to finally get through that log jam on Yellow River and get down. So that was a big thing back then.
When did we finally start to get railroads? When did that start to connect into Pensacola?
Oh, we tried in the 1830s, but the financial panic of 1837 killed the bank here in Pensacola, and that fell through. Then the 1850s, they pushed again, and finally, right before the Civil War started, we got a rail line up to Montgomery, which taps into a bigger market, and that's really when Pensacola began to grow. But like I said, it was completed the month the Civil War began, and we're in the crosshairs of it, so that got all ripped up. So not until after the Civil War did we get the railroads restored, and by the 1880s, we finally have a railroad that can take you between Pensacola and Tallahassee, the first east-west connection. And that's where the Panhandle really begins to develop, and towns start popping up. Crestview, Defunax Springs, Chipley, Bonifay, all those places begin to pop up following the Pensacola Atlantic Railroad in the 1880s.
Very interesting. And I know we get irritated these days because we're having to be stopped in our car traffic because we come across a railroad. But I think sometimes, and I'm not to defend that that's a good thing, but at least to remember that typically the railroads were here and were operating and needed protection long before we had, you know, modern cars and modern roads, right?
Exactly.
Well, very good. Brian Rucker, he is a professor of history at Pensacola State College. He's one of the authors. And this week's article in the Pensacola News Journal is From Primitive Roads to Stuck Steamboats, Transportation Woes Abounded in Early Pensacola. Professor Rucker, thank you so much for the time, sir. I really appreciate it. We look forward to more from you guys. You guys are going to continue some of these articles for the next couple of weeks, and we will continue to have you guys on the show.
Awesome. Enjoy being here.